Dear Competition Committee, whichever team receives the most retweets at the end of each game shall receive 2 points.
Scott, are you ready to shoot the spotlight?
Yeah. Just proposing a rule change.
And it's really good.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Social Media Spotlight. I'm Phil Milani, and as always, I'm joined by Scott Ward, our social media... seeker of change. This week, we're coming to you right from our desks here in our office, and of course, the league meetings for this week. Plenty of great content on DenverBroncos.com for that, but we want to talk about social media, which means celebrities and photos.
And all of that came to a head actually on Wednesday night. We came across a photo of Paul George and
of the Indiana Pacers.
Of the Indiana Pacers and Leo Messi. And maybe you're asking, what does that have to do with the Denver Broncos? Paul George was actually wearing a Denver Broncos hat, which was, you know, a little bit interesting, and got his arm around maybe the most famous athlete in the entire world, and that's made for social media, and our fans really loved it.
Definitely. I mean, Paul George is a huge NBA superstar coming back from injury possibly, and it just kind of shows that the Broncos orange and blue spreads far between all kinds of different sports.
Definitely. Broncos country, you know, we talk about it a lot, how big it is and how far-reaching it is, and there you go. It was reaching into the NBA, reaching into soccer, international soccer, and it was just a cool thing. It was one of those things kind of spur of the moment. We threw it up there and threw it on all of our platforms, and everybody really loved it.
Okay, well, thanks, Scott. For many more photos like that, hopefully coming up, check out the Broncos Twitter feed. For Scott, I'm Phil.